We are so very honored to have with us Brother and Sister Brott. He is a missionary. They are missionaries, maybe I should say, to the Pacific region. They've been on the field for 18 years, so they're veteran missionaries. And we do not have them as a partner in mission. And we need to do this. So when they are ministering to us tonight, if God lays it on your heart to support them, make sure when we take the special offering, we will be passing the plate again, as we always do for our missionaries. Then you make sure that you slip something in the offering plate to denote that you would like to sponsor them. And this will give us an idea, because we would like to take them on. Now, there are several projects that they have. So while he's speaking, you want to keep in mind that they have a conference in Manila, and they need $10,000 for that conference. Micronesia West National Conference, $5,000 they need. Airfare to Guam, Micronesia West, $4,000. Literature for Micronesia West, $2,000. Bible school training, $2,000. And then they need a printer for $250. So keep this in mind while they are ministering to us. And it's so good to have Brother and Sister Brott here. We're just thrilled so very much. I recently was at a district conference in Nebraska. Brother and Sister Brott were there. And what a blessing it was to be there and also to see them and then to invite them to come and be with us. And we want Brother Brott to come. He will be introducing his wife, but we want him to come at this time, and they can have the remaining part of the service. God bless you so much, Brother Brott. Give him a warm Madison welcome, would you?
Praise the Lord, everybody. There's nobody like Jesus. Amen. Amen. I said there's nobody like Jesus. Amen. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad he touched me. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Grant, staff, for the invitation to be here today. What a friendly church. What a lovely church. Amen. Y'all know how to smile. Is everybody in Wisconsin as friendly as y'all? I like that. Praise God. Thank you for your kindness and your hospitality. And I appreciate being with Pastor and Sister Grant, and what a joy it is to meet them. Amen. My wife of 39 years, my first wife, is coming to leave a testimony. My only wife. We have four beautiful children, seven grandchildren, another one on the way, and they're all living for God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I say to God be the glory. Amen. We were in Alaska a couple weeks ago, and our five-year-old granddaughter, Macy, called us on the phone, said, Papa, Nana, guess what? Tonight, I received the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So at 5 years old, God did a marvelous work in her life. We thank God for his hand upon our family. God bless Sister Brock.
Praise the Lord. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. If it were not for the mercy of God, I could not stand here tonight. I love him so much, and I don't want to ever take his love for granted. And it's been just a joy, like my husband said, to be here. I can tell when I come into a church if they are a praying church, because when I knelt down here, I only had like 5 minutes. It didn't take me time to kind of get through things. Right away, I felt the beautiful presence of the Lord flowing in this place, and that's what it's all about. It's not about form and ritualism and traditionalism and religiosity. It's about the Word of God in our hearts, living it out and letting it flow, letting that flow come from the Lord out from us. It's a joy being with you, and it's a joy being with people around the globe, in the Philippines, or rather it be in Micronesia West or Malaysia, Indonesia, wherever we go. I meet such beautiful, wonderful people of God. And one of these days, we're going to all meet each other over there with Jesus. that will be a beautiful, wonderful day. But you have brothers and sisters of all sizes and colors and shapes. But there's one thing we all have in common is we have that beautiful love of Jesus in us that connects us. Our God connects us together. As we go into different areas and do leadership training for pastors and leaders, it's just really awesome how the Lord steps in. When you work with His leaders, with God's leaders, He's right there. You know why? Because it affects everyone else. What affects your pastor and your ministerial staff affects all of you. Not one is more important than the other, but we do have those that have more responsibility than others, that's for sure. And so when we go, I remember one place, Papua New Guinea, stands out in my mind. I was used to the Asians that were smaller, and the Papua New Guineans are big bone, tall. I didn't understand pidgin, their language, I didn't understand their culture. But when they began to come into the place where we were meeting for this teaching, there were about 450 ministers and their wives. And as they came in, I watched them. We were singing. They had us on the platform. And there were no benches, no chairs. I wasn't used to that. Everywhere else we went, they at least had plastic chairs or wooden benches. But they came in and they sat on the dirt floor, a red dirt floor. It was very hot in that building. But as they sat there, I would try to catch the eye of some of the ladies, and they would look at me, make sure I was looking at them. You know how we are. We don't want to feel rejection. And they made sure I was looking at them, and then they would smile, a big, beautiful smile. And I would smile back, and we kind of made connection that way. But when we really connected is when we begin to all sing. And they were weary. These people had walked miles, many of them, with no shoes on their feet. That's another thing I wasn't used to. Places we've been that at least had the flip-flops, they call them slippers, on their feet. But they had nothing on their feet. A lot of the women had babies on their backs. And they looked weary. They were hardworking people. But they began to stand when we worshiped. And they began to move and dance. They moved back and forth and they sing, even though they were so tired. And as they did, I watched the weariness just drain from their faces. And I watched the glory of God fill that place. No, it wasn't beautiful like this. There was a cloud of red dirt from them dancing. But God in His Shekinah glory just filled that place. And together we worshiped the Lord. And culture, language, color, nothing separated us. We were all one in the presence of the Lord. I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for the great big family of God that we have around the world. And as you have strong North American churches here, you're able to support missionaries. And I want to thank you for every dollar you have given, every prayer you have prayed. And we link arms around the globe and we touch people's lives, not us, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful for that opportunity you have in this community and your missionaries have in their fields of labor. May God bless you and keep you and cause His face to shine upon you.
I had a deep revelation many years ago. Everybody needs to listen closely. This is really, really, really deep. Anybody know what a beefsteak tomato is? Oh, do I like those big, large beefsteak tomatoes. And I used to have a 10x10 tomato patch every year. And I would grow nothing but beefsteak tomatoes. One year I got busy, Brother Grant. Time flew, spring, harvest. Harvest time came quickly, and I thought, oh, I wish I would have planted. I just didn't have time. I missed my planting season. I thought maybe I would go out there in the backyard and just check and see if maybe there's a wild tomato plant. So I walked out there, and sure enough, there was nothing but weeds. And I had this deep revelation. Now, I know this is really, really This is technical. This is really theological. If you don't plant the seed, you won't have tomatoes. I know that's really, really a deep revelation. But I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes tonight on the subject, the power of the planted seed. If we don't sow the seed, we won't get a harvest. And I'm looking forward to a harvest. How about you? Praise God. If you have your Bible, stand together with me. We're going to go quickly to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4 and verse 4. And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Look at verse 32 of the same chapter. "And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power." Then verse 36, "And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they came out, and the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about." One more verse of chapter 8. And verse 11, "Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God." Say it with me, the seed is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us today. Thank you for this great time of fellowship and time in the word. Pray your anointing upon your servant's strength, Lord, I pray. May, Lord, we look to you and know that there's still power in the word of God. We praise you in Jesus' name, and you may be seated. Roy was a Palauan that moved to the island of Guam, a territory of the United States. Roy did not know the Lord, and him and his wife bought a bar, and there they made a very lucrative living, selling liquor and alcohol to the constituencies of their bar. Roy didn't know anything about the Lord, but one day Ray, his brother, who was an apostolic Pentecostal, gave him a Bible study and began to tell him about the goodness of the Lord. When the word was planted in Roy's heart, he became convicted. There's power of conviction in the word of the Lord. Amen. Roy and his wife decided to sell their bar and go to church, which is a good thing. And so they went to our church on Guam. There they were water baptized in the precious name of Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost. And now they're living for the Lord. And they have a great testimony. It's quite unusual. They're going around telling their former constituency, "This Bud," they used to sell Budweiser, "this Bud is not for you. Jesus is for you." Praise God. I'm so glad in the life-changing power of the planted word. There is still power in the planted word of God, and we are admonished by the Lord, amen, to go into all the world. Let's look at Romans chapter 10 now and verse 13. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Verse 14, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" One translation says it this way, "How shall they hear unless somebody tells them?" Amen. It's important today that we know the power there is in the planted seed. Let me tell you what happens in my mind, what happens when you begin to plant the word of the Lord by word of testimony, Bible study, showing the love of God. There is a chemistry that takes place in the heart of men and women. How many know the first time that a word was planted in your life? Aren't you glad for that power? Praise God. We had neighbors, Brother Grant, by the name of Dan and Mimi McDonald, and they were not interested in church. Dan was an agnostic. He didn't want anything to do with Bible studies or church going. His wife was a faithful church member. Her uncle was the local priest of a church, and there they were our neighbors. We tried to win their friendship. We invited them to church many times, and they would say no every time. I'll never forget the day that I got a call from Mimi on the telephone, and she said, I've been hearing about this speaking with other tongues, this heavenly language, this glossolalia in our church circles, and I was wondering if you know anything about it. And I said, well, I happen to know a little bit about this speaking in tongues bit. And she said, well, I would really like to know something about it. I said, okay, how about a Bible study? And she said, well, Pastor, one thing that I want you to know before you come here is that I want you to know that I will never change churches. And I said, well, Mimi, who asked you to change churches? She said, well, nobody did. But she said, I just wanted you to be clear. I'm not interested in your church, but I am interested in speaking in tongues in this experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So my wife and I went to her home, and her husband Dan would not join us. He was in the back of the house. But she was so hungry, we began teaching the Word of the Lord. We talked to her about Calvary. We talked to her about the plan of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ for mankind today. She was so interested, and I thought, oh, Lord, I'm thankful that the Word is drawing her unto you. Praise God. I believe there's still power in the Word. Amen. I appreciate parties, and I appreciate programs, and I like all of that. But what's going to change the life of men and women is the planting of the seed, the Word of the Lord. This will make all the difference in the life of men and women. Praise God. After a few weeks, I noticed Dan, Mimi's husband, our next-door neighbor, was coming closer from the back of the house. I happened to be teaching one day, one evening, and I looked and I saw his chair just within earshot of the Bible study. And I thought, Lord, you're doing a work. It's your word that's planting him, drawing him. For the Bible said, if I be lifted up, speaking of Jesus, I will what? Draw all men. And I saw the word of the Lord go forth and draw Dan closer to our Bible study. Finally, one day he walked in and said, Pastor, I think I'm just going to join you. I decided to join you tonight. Is that all right? And I said, yay, Lord. Praise God. And so they had Bible studies together 2 or 3 weeks, and we had a great time. I still could not get them to come to church. So one day I thought, well, you know, this may be a God thought. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. So I'm going to invite them to come for Mother's Day. So I went to Dan, and I said, your wife is a fine mother of your two children, isn't she, Dan? He said, oh, yeah, she's a wonderful mother. I said, well, next Sunday in our church, we're having a special time of blessing and honor to our mothers on Mother's Day, and we're going to give them a gift. And why don't you bring your wife on Mother's Day? And he said, you know, that may not be a bad idea. That's the first time he did not say no. So on Mother's Day, sure enough, they came, and I was so thrilled to see them come. We honored the mothers. We had a great time together, and we preached the word of the Lord, had everybody come to the altar. I don't know about this church, but I like for people to come to the altar all together, whether you're a believer or unbeliever, Holy Ghost filled, unholy Ghost filled, whoever you are, the altar's for everybody. Amen. That's the way I believe it. Praise God. So I invited everybody to come, and Dan and Mimi came and knelt to the altar, and oh, they didn't kneel like I knelt, they didn't pray like I prayed, they didn't look like I looked, but I saw tears coming from their cheek as God began to move upon them, and they said, Lord, forgive me of my sins. I said, thank you, Jesus, the power of the planted seed. Praise God. They left and went home that Sunday night. We had service again. And much to my delight and surprise, they both walked into church on the Sunday night again, the same day, two times, their first day in the house of the Lord. We preached. They all came to the altar. God moved upon it. We had a marvelous service, marvelous altar time. People were really getting from God great blessings, and people were receiving the Holy Spirit. And I thought, well, God has really ordained this service for Brother Dan and Mimi. And so after service on the way out, I shook Dan's hand and I said, Dan, how was church tonight? And he just said, woo, like that. And I thought, my Lord, that agnostic of just a few weeks ago was now in church, and now the Spirit of God had moved on him in such a great way that he was going, woo. So he left and everybody went home that night. I went to my office, which was on the left side of the platform. And about 20 minutes later, when everybody was gone, there was a knock on my office door. And I thought, well, I wonder who that could be. Everybody's gone home. And I opened the door, and there stood my neighbor Dan with his eyes wide open talking in tongues. Hallelujah. Never had that happen before or since. And he stopped and he said, what's this? I said, where did you get that? He said, let me tell you, Pastor, I was kneeling right over here tonight just a few minutes ago, and I was praying for the Holy Spirit, and I began to speak in a heavenly language, and I can't hardly stop. Praise God. I say there's power in the planted word. Amen. God, through His word, can change agnostics. It can change unbelievers. It can change your life. Whatever you have need of tonight, the Lord Jesus, through His preached word, can make the difference. I still believe in the old-fashioned planted word. It makes all the difference. Well, Mimi was so upset. She said, that is no fair, Dan. You had your chair in the back of the house. I had more Bible studies than you had, and it's no fair. You got the Holy Ghost first, and I don't know about me. Why in the world? And she went on, and he said, oh, it's no problem. No problem, Mimi, no problem. She said, what do you mean, no problem? She said, well, Monday's coming soon. And I'm going to take the two girls to the park. And he began to explain to her. Now, here's an agnostic a few weeks ago explaining to his wife how to get the Holy Ghost. He said, you just, you know, make sure you've repented of your sins. And then you begin to worship the Lord and praise Him and just get lost in praise and worship and don't think about anything else. And God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. So we're going to leave. So Monday morning came. He took the girls to the park. 2 hours later, he came back. There his wife was in her bedroom talking in tongues. God had filled her, just like he said, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. There is power in the planted word. Amen. 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 There's something that happens when we plant the word. And when you tell somebody, you're planting the word. When you support missionaries, you're planting the word. Thank God for the power of the word. Psalm 119 and verse 130 says, the entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Praise God. There's something about the light that comes from the word of the Lord. Amen. Carlos was a Filipino. His family did not know the Lord. But at age 14, many years ago, they sent him to the roof of their little Nipa hut to repair it because rainy season had come and rain was getting in time inside their little quarters. And they sent him up to the roof to repair the roof. And so while up there repairing the roof, 14-year-old Carlos fell through to a cement floor below and severed his spinal cord, injured him permanently for life. If you would see him, and if he were here tonight, he would be about this tall because he's in a permanently squatted position. This is how he lives 24/7. He's about this tall. If he were to come here tonight and walk up this aisle because of his physical handicap, he would have to take his left hand and put it on his left ankle and move it forward and do the same with his right ankle and move that foot forward and slowly he would come down this aisle. After that happened, his family didn't have any kind of medical for him. No insurance, no money, no surgeon. So Carlos got into alcohol and drugs, and his life was really, truly ruined. Without hope, seemingly. But 2 or 3 years later, as Carlos one day decided to turn on the radio, guess what God had planted on the other end of the airwaves? He had planted one of our preachers preaching the word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, planting this seed. And when Carlos heard that there's hope and salvation and deliverance in Jesus Christ through his word, Carlos looked up our church, went there, was water baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. His life was totally changed because a radio preacher in the Philippines told him about the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is power in the planted seed. Praise God. The story does not end there. But Carlos went to Bible school in Manila, Philippines. And there he studied the word of the Lord. He met the district board after a year because he had such a burden to go back to Palawan, his native place, his home place, to preach the word and to plant a church. He went to the district board and they said, well, how can you plant a church? You can't get around. You can't work a job. We have no funds to support you. How can you do it? And he said, I don't know how I can do it. It's a faith thing. But I know that if I preach the word, God will bring the increase. Hallelujah. Carlos, in his physical condition, could not work, but he got on a bus, rode it to Palawan, got off the bus, went into a little sorry store there where a lady looked over the counter at him and said, "Oh, you're new to town." He said, "Yes, I've come to do a church plant." "Where are you going to live?" she said. He said, "Well, I don't have a place. I'm just walking by faith." She said, "Well, I've got a little room behind the store that you can live in for no charge." And that's where he started his ministry. Amen. The sorry store owners were the first converts. All of their family came and were baptized, received the Holy Ghost. Tremendous things began to happen. A politician saw him and said, "How are you getting around?" And he was riding his big water buffalo around to teach Bible studies. And they said, well, let's buy you a tricycle. Tricycle in the Philippines is a motorbike with a car attached. And so some of his young people began to drive him around, and he ride in the sidecar, and there he would teach the gospel. I want to make the long story real short tonight. You know, today, Pastor Carlos, has established 5 churches. One of them runs over 100 people. It's not in the power of his ability, but it's in the power of the word he preaches. I'm telling you, friend, God wants to do all kind of things in this city and in your life, but we got to realize we've got to plant some more seed. Praise God. I know you've been planting seed, but we've got to plant some more seed. Planting is telling. Telling is going. Going will give us a great revival. Praise the name of the Lord. Carlos was just at our conference just a couple of years ago. Still going strong. It's amazing how God has given him the stamina and the strength in his physical condition to plant 5 churches. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Lou DeLees, a Filipino, had his Sunday school teacher tell him about Jesus. But when he got older, he got manipulated into a cult religion. And there he spent a lot of time becoming the cult leader's number 2 man. The religious cult is still alive in the Philippines. But one day, Lou and his family escaped the cult by night. They saw that they were not preaching the word of the Lord, and they became very upset at some of the direction the cult leader was taking. So they escaped by night and hid in Mindanao. When they left the cult leader got up and made this self quite quote prophecy that said, "Lou DeLees will be crippled within 1 year because he left this cult religion." Nothing happened after a year until they found him hiding, and the thugs that represented the cult leader took a gun and shot Lou DeLees 4 times, 3 times in one leg and 1 in the other, to try and cripple him for life. But God did a miracle. I remember holding the 4 bullets in my hand that were extracted from his legs. God did a miracle of healing, and he was not crippled. He went on to do a work for the Lord. He went on to our church in Mindanao. He came to God. Him and his wife and family baptized, lived for God, served God. And 6 years ago, they went to the island nation of Palau to do a church plant. In the island nation of Palau, we had a little struggling church, but not many people. But in the last 6 years, Brother DeLees has water baptized over 300 people on that little island in the last 6 years for the cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. And many of them have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The power of the planted seed. Oh, I'm telling you, friend, I know you know this is very elementary. I know you know this, but we've got to plant some seed. The word of the Lord is still powerful. This word still works. This is more than a book of poetry. This is more than a book of history. This is more than a book of the Acts of the Apostles. This is alive and well today. And if we plant the seed, somebody is going to find the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise God. The power of the planted seed. There is something happens when the seed is planted. I wonder what would happen today if every invention and every discovery would have been kept quiet. This summer season, I'm enjoying air conditioning. I'm glad that some engineer or some scientist that discovered air conditioners shared it with us. I'm really happy about that. I'm glad that we have She's for Christ cars to drive overseas. We have automobiles to take us places to preach. I'm glad somebody shared that technology with us many, many years ago. But what if they would have kept quiet? I enjoy the computer today. We can be over in the Philippines and turn on Skype and see our grandchildren on Skype back in the States, and really like that. I'm glad for that free technology. I'm glad that whoever developed Skype did not keep it a secret from us. Thank God that they told somebody. But what if we keep this gospel a secret? I read the other day where there's 20,000 people groups in the world. And 7,000 of those 20,000 people groups have never heard one clear gospel message of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we thank God for missionaries that are sent to the field, because without this knowledge, they cannot be saved. Without the preached word, they cannot be saved. Thank God that missionaries go tell somebody, and we too are admonished by the Lord to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Praise the name of the Lord. In just a moment, you'll see a 6.5-minute DVD of what we're doing in the Philippines and around the world in the Pacific region. As my wife has already mentioned, we wear about 3 different hats. We do the field superintendency work in Micronesia West. Anybody know where Koshai is? How about Panape? How about Yap or Chuuk? They're federated states of Micronesia that desperately need this gospel. In Chuuk, we used to have a church, but the pastor died and the sheep scattered. And to this day, we don't have a pastor. We don't have a shepherd to go to the island of Chuuk. Pray for laborers to be sent to Chuuk. We have a small church on the island of Saipan. No pastor. The pastor is very, very ill. Had open heart surgery, diabetes, and is blind. He cannot even preach the gospel anymore. We need laborers for Saipan. How many of you will pray for laborers for Saipan and Chuuk? I appreciate that. We really desperately need the gospel message to be continued to be preached there. But we're field superintendent in that area, Guam, island nation of Palau. Also, we are Leadership Development International coordinators for the Pacific region. We teach pastors and church leaders frequently. This will be our 13th year in the first week of August to teach the top leaders of the Philippines. And then we also travel on behalf of other missionaries. So we wear about 3 hats. And the bottom line is, we need your prayer. We really need your prayer. I know that's something that every missionary asks for, but without prayer, we are lost. We are really without hope, without prayer. So I'm asking you to make a special opportunity to pray for David and Kathy Broad and help us to reach our world, the Pacific region, with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We must not keep it to ourselves, for the Bible tells us the greatest need of the world is to take this gospel into all the world. You know, we are really not called to do our fishing for souls in a stained glass aquarium. Amen. Our vision must be a world vision, a world view. We are not a Holy Ghost-filled megamart where all the sanitized employees show up on Sunday morning, lock the doors, and sell Christian merchandise to one another. That's really not the will of God. Amen. We need to sing a new song, "When the Saints Go Marching Out." Going all over the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the will of God. Praise God. So I just want to say today, it's very important for us to preach and continue to preach to this world, the gospel of Jesus Christ. For really, the word is water to the thirsty and bread to the hungry, is it not? Amen. Jesus is the creator of all creation. He's the designer of all designs. And we need to let everybody know about Jesus Christ. It won't happen, friend, through osmosis. It won't happen through just wishing it, but it'll happen through planting the word. Praise God. My little brother, this was back when he was 3 years old. That's a long time ago. I had a friend that was trying to grow a beard, and he was 14 years old, and he had a few little stubble things sticking out here and there. And my little 3-year-old brother back then asked him, said, "How do you get that stuff on your face?" And so my friend David said, "Well, you just sit on the edge of the bed, and you just go, "Argh!" and it pops out everywhere." So here my little brother, 3 years old, watch him sitting on the bed, just heaving and grunting and straining and trying to get some beard to grow at 3 years old on his face, and it never worked. I know that sounds funny, but sometimes that's the way we feel like we're going to reach our world. Just think about it. Wish upon it. Groan a little bit. I tell you how we'll reach our world if we plant the seed. Plant the seed. It's important for us to plant the word of the Lord. Praise God. In just a moment, you're going to see what we do in the Philippine Islands. And I want you to meet personally Lou DeLise that I told you about. He's a great man. Great man. His family, you'll see him up there. Pray for Lou DeLise and his family. We've just appointed him as World Missions Director of Micronesia West. And he's going to help us try to get in Chuuk and also Saipan with the gospel. God bless you, Brother Grant. Thank you for allowing us to be here. Before we show the DVD, we want you to come. God bless you.
Praise God, and thank you so much, Brother Brott. And what a powerful, powerful message. He says this is very simple. But isn't it true that we overlook some of the simple things of life? Sometimes Christians who have been involved in Bible studies for a long time, they're looking for something deep, dark, and mysterious to add to their resume. But I'll tell you what, you know, the simple things, this is what grows a church. We'd like for the ushers to come at this time for a special offering for Brother David and Sister Kathy Brott and for their ministry. Remember their projects, a conference in Manila, they need $10,000. Micronesia West National Conference, they need $5,000. Airfare to Guam, Micronesia West, $4,000. Little tour to Micronesia West, $2,000. Bible school training, $2,000. And they need a printer for $250. And as we pray, God leads you. If he puts it on your heart, please make a pledge for this. Also, if you feel that you'd like to sponsor them on a monthly basis, write this down, put it in the offering plate, because we would like to take them on as a missionary. You know, one thing that grieves me, and that is that we do have missionaries that come and they go, and we have to make a promise that we'll put them on a list, and whenever we can, we take them on. Now, we sponsor a good number of missionaries. I'm not for sure just how many, but it's way up in the upper 70s or 80s, and then, of course, we have a good number of home missionaries and also metro missionaries. But I wish we could sponsor them all. And thank you, Brother Brott and Sister Brott, for coming. And we want to go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Would you bow your heads with me? God, I pray for Brother Dave and Sister Kathy Brott. And I'm asking, God, that you continue to use them in this area of the Pacific region. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that burden for the lost. I thank you, God, for the sacrifice that they've made over these 18 years. I thank you, Lord God, for people like them. Now, Lord Jesus, we can't all go overseas, but if we have an income, we can all give. And I pray, God, move upon us, God. Help us, God, to reach deep into our pockets tonight for an offering that would be according to your will. God, this is the only method they have. The only method that we have to reach the world is to send missionaries and then sponsor or support those people. And I pray, God, move upon us, bless their need, and bless those that give. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And God bless you as you give tonight.
to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things He has done with His blood.
We're going to go now to Micronesia West as well as the Philippines to show you a little bit of a revival in the Philippines as well as Micronesia West. God bless you.
Lou DeLise, a Filipino, found himself deep into a religious cult when God called him out to follow truth. He took his family and escaped to the United Pentecostal Church headquarters in Manila, Philippines. Later, he was shot 4 times in the legs, both legs, by his former group. However, God did a miracle of healing in his body. I remember holding the 4 bullets in my hand that were taken from his body. God truly did a miracle to save him and bring him to truth. Later on, together we went to the island nation of Palau, and there we planted a brand new church. Being there now over 6 years, Pastor Lou DeLise and his family have baptized over 300 people in Jesus' name, and most of them have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Walang Diyos na katulad sa kanya.
We need men that will plant churches in Micronesia West. Can you help us? Help us train leaders, train ministers to take this gospel to the harvest field of Micronesia West. The Filipino Church is a vibrant, progressive, apostolic church. Just recently, we met together in Davao City, Philippines, for a great general conference, a glorious celebration of what the Lord has done in the Philippines. General Superintendent David Bernard and T.F. Tenney were among the great speakers that blessed the conference with the word of the Lord. Leadership Development International plays a very important role in the training of leaders in the Philippine Islands. Every year we have our annual LDI seminar, which brings together some 150 leaders for advanced leadership training. Can you help us as we train leaders for the harvest field?
I said there's no God like our God. For He stands alone in His glory and power. There is only one God, and His name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
There's no God like our God. How's that, buddy? Who does he do who stopped him?
My wife and I invite you to partner with us as we reach into Micronesia West with the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can contact us at area code 402-651-1889 or email us at ldibrott, B-R-O-T-T, at AOL.com.
Can we stand together? I'd like for you to pray for my wife and I, that the Lord would help us to reach the Pacific region, many countries. We work in about 15 different countries. I would like that to happen tonight. If we could you pray for us tonight, Pastor, and have the church people pray for us? And I'm wondering if somebody's here tonight that needs a life-changing happening. God is here in this building tonight. Amen. You can receive anything from the Lord. You can receive His Spirit. You can repent of your sins. Amen. God is here. The Word has been preached, and the Word will do a work in your heart. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Just want to take this just one step further. Also, if you are sick in body, why don't you come as we pray and just stand on this side over here. If you have needs, why don't you just come and stand here in front of the pulpit. And if you need salvation or a deeper experience or relationship with God, come over here and stand on the right side. We'd like for all of our ministers to come and gather around Brother and Sister Brott, and the ministers' wives to come and gather around Sister Brott, and we want to pray for them. So come on right now, would you? Praise God. Brother and Sister Brott, it's so good to have you here. Really mean this. Brother Rossing is our sectional ministers, our sectional missions director. Brother Rossing, just you and Sister Rossing come up close. I don't know if you've met Brother Brott yet, but hallelujah. Let's just pray. God, we pray right now for Brother and Sister Brott. I pray, God, keep your hand upon them. Halamahushaka ramandi de katara mate. Hafayamandolabaramandi kayamandolabahataya. God, do stretch forth your hand. Do touch Brother Dave and Sister Kathy Brott. Oh, God, give them a fresh anointing. Put your hand upon them, oh, God. direct them, Lord Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for allowing them to come and share their burden with us. Thank you, God, for allowing us to become a partner with them in this foreign field. We pray right now in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. We pray right now in Jesus' name. Grant it to be so. Oh, thank you, God, for the many years of dedicated service and labor, Lord, that these people have rendered. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. We appreciate you, God, so much. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, if you're sick in body, come over here and stand on your left. And we have ministers that will anoint you with oil and pray for you. If you have a special need, just come and stand right here in front of the pulpit. And then if you need salvation or renewing of the Holy Ghost, come over here and stand on your right. Come on right now as we sing.